Welcome to Lending Forward, a podcast where we're lending every bit of what we know to our listeners. From real conversations and lessons learned deep within the industry to education and forward thinking. Together, we're lending forward. And as always, don't forget to subscribe to our channels and connect with us on www.atlanticbay.com. Atlantic Bay Mortgage Group, LLC, NMLS number 72043, NMLSConsumerAccess.org is an equal opportunity lender located at 600 Lynn Haven Parkway, Suite 203, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23452.
Welcome to another episode of Lending Forward. I'm your host, Taylor Ellard, and joining me today, you might have seen her on YouTube. You might have seen her on Instagram. She's in the top 1%, Rebecca Richardson, the mortgage mentor. Welcome.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Good to see you. Well, tell us how you're kicking off 2023.
Well, I always like to use the end of the year to do my business analysis, like a lot of us do. But I get really, really, really into the weeds on my numbers to understand where business came from, how that compared to prior years as far as business sources, whether it was realtors, whether it was previous clients or social or whatever the case may be. See if I'm comfortable with those numbers or those percentages. And what actions then I'm going to do that spin off of where that business came from and maybe where I want it to be, either do more or do less, then that helps me direct my tasks. So that's my version of business planning, getting ready for a new year.
Yeah, that's awesome. Everything at scale, right? We want to make sure it's all scalable so that you can see where you should be putting in more, pulling back less. So tell us, what were some of your findings? Anything stuck out to you big time?
Let me see. Let me grab my list. I was going to say, I have it right here for that very reason. So some of the things were making sure, I will say, let me back up. One of the things that I felt like fell to the wayside in 2022 to get back on track is doing my daily tracking from the standpoint of locks and then pre-approvals, because so much of our day-to-day lives can be reactionary, and it's difficult, I think, sometimes to, you know, get ahead of that. So yes, you can time block, but most of the time, the name of the game is being responsive. So those are the two main things that I track to make sure that I'm, you know, little bit by little bit meeting my goals. I think over the years, I have gotten a lot better at being patient to see how things, you know, play out, that I'm not going to get necessarily immediate results. I need to make sure that I'm giving it enough time, but I have to have that feedback of what's going on in the day to day to know if I'm, you know, if I'm moving forward on my goals.
Right, right. Well, let me rewind a little bit and unpack. Like, that was a snapshot of the 2022 Mortgage Mentor. Tell us how you came up with the name The Mortgage Mentor and what that means to you.
So I came up with the name by working with a friend of mine who's actually a branding strategist, because I like the idea of having a moniker. Although, you know, my name has some great alliteration, it's sometimes very difficult, I think, for people to remember, you know, people in the sense of clients to necessarily remember all these various people that they come across. Mm-hmm. So by having a moniker like The Mortgage Mentor, it helps because they're like, oh yes, okay, that's what she does. They don't care so much about my name. They care about what I can do for them. And the reason that I really settled on mentor is when I bought my first home, it was a negative experience as far as just how things went. It was a great financial decision, but not great going through it because I did not know what was going on, right? We don't know what we don't know. I didn't feel like the loan officer really was looking out for us. It was just kind of plodding along and in retrospect, not in a very organized way. And as a result, then when I myself became a loan officer, it's very important to me that clients feel informed, that they're educated, that the process is made transparent to them, because it's a lie. Right. And so that's what I really, really enjoy is helping all of that click for them. So they aren't just, again, you know, kind of stumbling one step through the next, that they really feel in control of what's going on and they understand the resources that are available to them that they can then leverage, you know, to help improve their financial picture, help them realize their dreams for owning a home.
I love it. And I think a lot of people really are not as proactive as they would like to be. And so let's kind of shift gears a little bit and talk through what you mentioned it, time blocking. And I always say, like, there's time blocking and then there's realistic time blocking. And they're very different things. Something, because it lives on your calendar, doesn't mean anything. You've got to be realistic about it. And so when you, I say you have it all, right? Like, I'm like, she's got a ton of content, which you can, you show your very thorough process through your content, because you're trying to explain as the mentor what's going on throughout the process. And it's very hands-on and it shows, right? And that could be the determining factor of why somebody might even choose you, is through seeing that content. So we know that is so important. Yeah, we also know that we're also very reactionary. How do we, moving forward in 2023, combine the two to where we are proactive in our content approach, we are proactive in what videos get sent out, perhaps in a drip campaign, and we're also proactive about how we know the process and how we can better be the better loan officer. So tell us kind of how you're going to kickstart that.
So mind time blocking, one of the things to kind of bring it back, one of the things that I am doing different in 2023 is truly setting that time aside on my calendar every day. For those marketing activities, that might be, I need to edit my videos. That might be, you know, engaging with other people's content on social, just from, you know, networking standpoint. It's that, that's my time to post across the different platforms, and doing that in a intentional way with an appointment, right? So that is an appointment for myself, versus what I have, or what I had gotten in the habit of doing, is doing that where it fit in, which meant there was no margin in my day ever because I wasn't building out the time to do it. So that was the first thing. The other thing that I really think, I mean, it sounds very dry and very boring. People are like, I just want to post. I just want to put it out there, is having a content calendar, having a sense of, on Mondays, this is what I post. On Tuesdays, this is what I post. And I realize that a lot of us, you know, it's like an industry of everybody with ADHD and like the new shiny thing. Like, I get why we want to move on to the next thing, and planning things out seem extremely restrictive. But in my, from my perspective, they're not, because I'm not looking up, you know, on Wednesday morning or waking up on Wednesday morning thinking, oh gosh, I've got to come up with something that I've got to post today. I know what I'm going to post on Wednesday because that's part of my content calendar. And that, so it flows like this. I know my content calendar. I know what I'm going to post. I know when I'm going to post it during my set aside time. And I've already done the prep work for that content as far as batch planning, you know, what I want to talk about, maybe some highlight or maybe some bullet points or scripting. I have already batch recorded, and most of the time I have already batch edited. And so that helps me, because you're not taking in real time an idea to execution. You're segmenting it, and then that way you're able to be more efficient when you're working on those contents in that kind of segmented way. Because if I'm getting through and I'm editing 3-4 videos and I'm kind of in that editing mindset, if I'm in the scripting mindset, then I'm in that scripting mindset. And so those three things, I think, have helped me put out a ton of content, because it's made me be more efficient, and it's taken a lot of the guesswork out of it, because again, that content calendar is my baseline that I know what to come back to and what needs to be posted when.
Absolutely. How much would you lay precedence on content?
What do you mean?
How important is content and having videos and having a social presence and a branding presence to your business?
Oh, it's critical. I mean, it's absolutely critical, because it served me well during, you know, all things COVID, because we weren't networking in person, right? And it allowed me to, you know, stay connected with my circle of influence, also connect with new people. So video is not going away. I understand a lot of people might be scared of it, might say, oh gosh, well, mine isn't going to look like hers, or, you know, some of these other creators. Well, that's because we've had hours and hours of practice doing it. So like anything else, you have to be willing to be bad at it in order to get good at it. But if you don't take that leap, if you don't start integrating this as an actual part of your business plan versus, you know, just maybe something to dabble with on the side, you're going to get left behind. And I don't say that to be harsh. I just say that because I love this industry. I love my peers in this industry. And I believe that we have a lot to offer the public when it comes to financial literacy. So you have to find your own way, your own flavor of doing that content. And video has got to be a part of it.
Agreed. 100%. And I push mortgage bankers to get out there, just start doing it. You all have to start somewhere. You will progress. That's the evolution of it, is we do, and then we get better. Well, right. So tell me a little bit about, let's shift gears into the mortgage business of it. So what is Spring Buyers 2023 going to look like? If you had a crystal ball.
I think from a volume standpoint, I think it's really, really hard to say. I can say one of the unexpected benefits of being so across different social platforms and being so vested in posting is getting a lot of real-time feedback from clients. And, you know, that feedback is kind of two parts, right? It's, oh gosh, I feel like I might actually have a shot in this market. Right? I might have a seller who's willing to negotiate with me or pay some of my closing costs and things like that. So there's optimism associated with that. And then I think that there is very much, and understandably so, but there's still a lot of fear. So what I am seeing are people who are starting really early, which I love. I think that's fantastic. So having those conversations with people who are aiming towards April, May, June, you know, whereas before we would probably hear from them late February, maybe into March, they kind of, you know, flip that calendar, new year, new home, you know, kind of mindset, but they are wanting to start early. So they have plenty of time to really digest that information and I think feel secure and safe with the decision. So as much as possible that we can listen to what those concerns are and not just try to, you know, sell through them. But listen to what they are and truly, again, come back to the mentorship, the education aspect of it is not all markets are good for all people, but for your scenario and what you're looking to do, this is where you can find the win in the market. And now let's get you in position. So you're ready to, you know, you're ready to strike when the right home comes along.
Absolutely. That's very important. And I think my follow-up question to that would be, because you are so video heavy, how are you interweaving that when you are mining that database of those perhaps spring buyers who are starting to shop now?
It's a lot. I like to use Loom videos when I'm going through, because, you know, it's hard sometimes to be able to coordinate, you know, for phone calls or a joint video call or whatever. But I'm very much of a kind of like show me kind of person, right? You know, when I'm trying to understand information. So walk me through it. Show me as much, you know, be as transparent as possible. It's not a level of distrust, but it's just as how to synthesize information. So I try to use Loom quite a bit. I know people love BombBomb and things like that, but just anything that you can do to say, you know, kind of come behind the curtain, look at this with me. That's how I integrate video when it's during the actual process or if it's on an individual, you know, level versus creating like an evergreen video that, you know, explains what monthly mortgage insurances versus another type.
Absolutely. So, and you kind of mentioned that. I mean, you can build out that database of FAQs, right? And let those live on social or YouTube. Absolutely. And just direct people as needed. How easy is that just to send them the link to say, hey, actually, I did a whole video on what closing costs are, what you can expect. Go see it on X platform. Has that served you well?
Very much so. And that's honestly how I started in video. So because I started mortgages in 2001, you know, certainly how we connect with and how we go through the process with the client has changed a lot. And so I started using video probably consistently late 2017, 2018, just because there wasn't as many opportunities for face-to-face interaction. But we know the power of video, right? That's the reason that we connect ourselves to celebrities and other people, because we think we know them because we see them, you know, in movies and interviews. And so that's how I started to use video, was to embed it in some of those process milestone emails that I would send, just so then we could have some sort of connection and I wasn't some stranger at the end of an email address or maybe on the phone. You cannot beat the connection that is made once somebody sees you on video.
Right.
So that's how I started. And absolutely, I think including those or being able to reference those, like you said, yes, sometimes situations will come up and I'll say, oh, great, you're interested in family opportunity mortgage. Here's some resources I have. Here's a blog post. Here's a video, all of that. So they're still in my ecosystem, but it's a different method of delivering the information. So it just continues to reinforce those concepts and answer those questions.
I love that. And I think if you just, one less thing, one more proactive thing you can do in your bucket, and then less reactive, is just to have all of that ready to roll for when those questions do arise.
Yep.
So tell us, you kind of talked through 2022 a little bit. What would you say is your biggest goal for 2023, and how do you plan on achieving that?
Oh, put me on the spot. What is my biggest goal for 2023? Let's see. Let me look at my list. What is my biggest goal? It's not a SMART goal, right? So I can't quantify it that way. But my biggest goal for 2023 is to have all of this work in harmony, because I feel like for the last 3 years, so much of what we've had to do, even with all the intentions of being proactive, I think the simple nature of the market has been very reactive. It's, you know, you kind of get into a zone and then this changes or that changes. And yes, that's the nature of the mortgage business, but it's been extremely volatile for various reasons over the last 3 years. And so trying to reach a stasis where all of this can work in tandem versus just trying to force it through by, you know, staying true to that content calendar or whatever, but having it really feel like it's more part of the day-to-day flow versus having to do it while still dealing with whatever, you know, black swan situation is that's created, you know, that's kind of been created over here, and that can be a distraction. So I would say focus and consistency.
Awesome. Well, tell us a little bit about how you're utilizing video when it comes to prospecting and your agents.
Again, kind of coming back to being involved in social, it's great because just through those comments, you know, it's like one big sociological study. So listening to where those concerns, gaps of information, interests, all of that, you know, kind of where people's heads are at. And then using that proactively with agents to say, hey, I have a tool that you might find very useful. How about this? But doing it in not a typical kind of mortgage sales way, just more of a person to person. I'm here to help you. Here you go. So it's just, it's made me better at, I think, my kind of marketing voice or phrasing, because at the end of the day, I'm a left brain person. I love a good spreadsheet and calculations. And so learning how to, phrase that a little bit better or have it not be as sales stiff, I think is a big side benefit that I got from being on social. So that's how I'm using video, is to essentially say, you know, this is something that I see is coming up as a helpful tool, you know, 2-1 buy down example. I did a video pretty early when that was really kind of picking up steam. And so because I was able to be early to the table with that concept, it grabbed their attention because it was something that they hadn't heard about. Right. So what can we do that is novel, that is actionable and pertinent to what we're dealing with right now? That's where, again, you pair that up with the power of video and having them, you know, connect with you by explaining it that way. It can, you know, be a really good, you know, boost for your business.
Absolutely. All right. Well, last question, and you know it's coming. How are you lending forward this year?
So I am lending forward by really leaning into some of the systems that our team has built out. We are trying to do things in a slightly different way and understanding, always it's about introspection as far as what I excel at and what I bring to the team and what I can trust somebody else to handle. So that's really my process right now, is just, again, just like I said, you know, what for 2023, it needs, at our best, and also potentially to do some things differently. So I'm such a process person that my growth area isn't in dabbling on video. My growth area is trusting a new process and trusting people to handle that process.
Well, I can't wait to see you grow the Mortgage Mentor this year. Thank you for being on Lending Forward. We appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure.
Thanks again for listening to the Lending Forward podcast powered by Atlantic Bay Mortgage Group. Don't forget to tune in next week and make sure you subscribe to our channel. Remember, we all play a part in Lending Forward. So go lend something forward today.